The House of Unspeakable Secrets. Leslie Phillips in Ernest Dudley's 8-part comic strip thriller. Episode 4, The Blackmailer. That famous hairdresser, Hilaire of Berkeley Square, is also a secret agent. His boss, the eccentric Major Selby, has given him the job of finding a tape recording which reveals the hideout of a wartime Nazi. Selby suspects one of his other agents has turned over the tape to a spy named Caress Neville. Selby and Hilaire break into Caress's flat. They find the agent murdered.
Don't touch him! Don't want to leave fingerprints on the knife.
He's dead.
You can say that again.
He's dead.
Whoever stuck that in him meant it for keeps.
One of the faceless ones.
Eh? What was that?
Just what the other one in the van was saying. Hello.
What have you picked up? Let's have it.
Here.
A flower. Someone's buttonhole.
A red carnation.
Well, it wouldn't be his.
Lord Julaine was wearing it.
Julaine?
I'm sure it's the same one.
How do you know?
I meant to tell you before that I met him earlier.
You saw him?
Outside the Cafe Piazza. Some chap tried to beat me up. But I took care of him. Judo, you know.
Never mind that.
Lord Julaine saw it happen. He wanted to know what the trouble was. That was when he dropped this.
So, he was here. He murdered this two-timing rat.
He did?
And just because he happens to be a fibbing lord doesn't mean he'd stop at murder if it suited.
But he's from the Foreign Office.
So? He doesn't have to put in a memo and triplicate.
I didn't realize.
Oh, how naive can you get? This is war. War undercover, but fools get killed just the same.
Where does Caress Neville fit into this?
Yes, it's her flat. Chances are she knows something. Could mean she's in with Julaine over the Yosef tape.
She's expecting me to drop in on my way home.
That's true. So why not? Show up all smiles and teeth, as if you didn't know a thing about all this.
According to the hall porter, she'd been back earlier. He said some chap called, and though he didn't see them, he thought they must have gone out together.
Forget what the porter thought. You turn up here, go through the motions, see what happens. Now we'll get rid of this first.
What, the carnation?
No, the body, you fool.
Oh, I see. Oh.
What's wrong?
I was thinking.
I wish you wouldn't.
If Chris knows about it, won't she steer clear?
But if she doesn't and returns and finds him... Now, you leave this to me. We've got a plane van outside.
Where will you take the body?
I fancy I've got an idea about that, too. Listen.
What? Switch the light off. I heard the door.
She's come back.
Shh. She's coming in.
Put the light on.
Oh, the porter.
Don't move. This might go off.
Don't shoot.
So... the murderer returns to the scene of his crime.
What?
Well, don't mean to tell me you and he haven't met before.
Is he dead?
What, does he look like he's having a quiet trip?
Well, I don't know anything about it. Is this the man you said came to see Miss Neville?
I don't think so.
What are you doing here?
Well, I came in because... well,
that you let yourself in. Whose key?
Miss Neville gave me one in case she lost hers.
That still doesn't explain what you're doing in her flat.
Okay, leave this to me.
I wanted to speak to her.
What about?
I wanted to speak to her about...
You'll dream up something by the time you reach the police station.
Police station? But I didn't kill him.
No. Now perhaps you may be able to say who did. Come on. You can help carry the evidence.
But I don't know anything.
Then you've got no problem. Give him a hand.
Yeah, me?
With it. Take the feet. It's lighter.
Yeah, but...
Well, let's get moving.
Oh.
What? Squeamish?
No, not really.
Oh, come to look at you. You've gone a shade green round the gills. Feel sick?
I'm not very used to this.
Okay, I'll do it. You.
Yes, sir.
Take the shoulders.
Yes, sir.
You hold my gun.
Oh, yes.
No, better not. Might shoot me by mistake.
I won't.
I can manage. You.
Yes?
Try anything funny, and there'll be another corpse.
Oh, no.
Did you shut the front door?
Yes.
We'll leave the way we came in, by the fire escape. Got him? Yes. Come on, then. Isn't any blood on a nice white carpet? Hardly believe there had been a murder.
No.
You think you can gather up enough strength to switch off the lights?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Now, shut the door.
Yes, sir.
Always leave everything the way you found it. Now, mind the lamp. No breakage. Right. Don't stand there like a bar of soap. Open the door to the kitchen.
Yes.
Switch off the light.
Yes, sir.
Dump him on the floor.
Yes, sir.
No lightweight.
I'll close the door.
Don't switch on the light.
No.
Open the door to the fire escape.
Yes, sir.
You better go on down. Keep your eyes skinned for anyone about and whistle up the van.
Right.
I don't want to have to lug this halfway up the street. Then take yourself for a walk round the block.
Before I come back?
Give her half an hour. If she's in, act like you hadn't a clue.
But I hadn't a clue.
Find out all you can and keep in touch.
Of course.
And tell the chap in the van.
Yes.
Now shove.
Goodbye.
Well, that's got rid of him.
Yes, Major.
Don't call me that.
Sorry?
He may have been listening.
He's gone.
The blast.
What?
I fixed him up with a radio mic. I meant to remind him to keep it switched on.
More likely to have to remind him to switch it off. A bit kinky, if you ask me, using an hairdresser in this wreck.
I'm not asking you. Now, let's get this lot down. Take the shoulders again, right? Lift.
Where are you going to offload it?
Well, it'll do most good. Now, get a move on.
Okay, okay. I've got the heaviest end, you know.
I want you back on the job. Keep tabs on her if she does show up. And him.
You'll be back.
Did you find your mother?
Yes.
She was all right?
Oh, fine, fine. It was all a mix-up.
I'm glad.
Well, and thanks again for helping me to look for her. Have a nice party?
Not as nice as the one I'm going to have.
What a lovely flat.
What would you like to drink?
A little whiskey?
Soda?
Yeah, please. A small one, really. I don't drink very much.
I think that's how you keep so attractively slim. How's that? The size?
What? Oh, yes. Thank you.
I'm having a glass of wine.
Oh.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm thrilled you made it. Radio doesn't bother you.
I like it.
Meant to add to the general coziness. Aren't you tired of standing on one leg?
Well, I didn't realize I was.
More restful here, next to me.
Oh, yes.
Ah, oh, you want to know something? You're rather wonderful.
I think you're rather wonderful yourself.
You sure?
I'm sure.
Let me give you some more whiskey. Or is it you speaking? I mean, I don't mind as long as you say the words.
Oh, it isn't the drink. I haven't finished this one yet.
Darling, you don't mind my calling you, darling?
When I do, I'll let you know.
That seemed to fit you so awfully well.
I shouldn't talk to you this way.
Why not? Not that you said all that much, except that you think I'm wonderful.
You don't understand.
We're not going to take it back, are you?
Of course not. Only... Well, I...
This is Radio 2. Time for the midnight news bulletin.
Oh,
the first news flash, which has just come in.
Wonder what?
Late tonight, at the Foreign Office, women cleaners discovered the body of a man in the office of Lord Dulaine.
Good Lord.
Lord Dulaine, head of a special department, was called in to identify the body, but was unable to do so. The police have requested the special branch to assist them in their investigation. Now here is the rest of the late night news. Further to his speech in the House of Commons this afternoon, the Prime Minister said...
I wonder who it could be. A man found in his office.
Lord Dulaine's?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know him?
Well, I met him tonight, as it happens. The party I was at.
Oh.
It was all frightfully upper crust diplomats and MPs. Very boring.
You're not interested in those sort of people?
Can't say I am, are you?
I don't get asked.
You go to their wives and girlfriends' parties instead.
Sometimes.
Much more fun.
It must be very interesting meeting politicians and so forth.
You must come with me next time. Tell you what, we'll do a deal. You let me do that modeling job for you in Paris, and I'll take you on a tour of top brass parties.
You are lovely.
Oh, darling.
Hmm.
Oh, Damn, who can that be?
Perhaps you invited someone else in for a drink.
Don't be silly, sweet. Not when I was hoping you'd be here. Oh, only one way to find out. Go and answer it.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good morning, you mean.
We're sorry to disturb you, madam.
Well, then stop disturbing me and go away.
Good for her.
We're police officers, a special branch.
It's them again.
We're making inquiries in connection with a man believed to have been murdered.
So?
We agreed to believe that the person who might be able to help us in our investigation was seen entering one of the flats here.
They're after me again?
How do I know you're police?
Clever girl.
I must warn you, madam.
Warn me? You'd better clear off before I call the real police.
No, no, no.
How dare.
Who was it?
The police. That's who they said.
I heard the door slam.
One tried to put his foot in the door.
What did they want?
You.
Me?
The body found at the Foreign Office. You know more about it, don't you?
I know more...
Hilaire, darling, there's something sinister going on and you're mixed up in
but
it.
But I... This is fantastic.
No, this is real.
But I tell you...
It's all systems go, my sweet, and you'd better take off before they kick my door into the fire escape through the kitchen.
Yes, I know. Well, why should I run
I'm
for
I'm trying
it?
To help you get the hell out of it.
Caress.
But, darling...
It doesn't matter.
Get going, will you?
Yeah, all right.
See you at the salon.
Yes. Oh, darling.
Darling. They're beating.
I see you.
See you.
Mr. Hilaire.
Who's that?
I thought you'd slip out this way.
The porter?
Yes, sir.
But I thought you'd gone with the body.
I was sent back here.
But you're... Who are you?
Oh, it's all right, all right. I'm on your side.
I wish I knew what the devil was going on.
Trust the Major.
What about the body? That news flash on the radio.
That was his brainwave.
To dump it on Lord Julaine.
Makes it his problem now, doesn't it?
Good Lord.
Look, you'll get a taxi in Park Street. Look slippy, though.
Yeah, right.
By the way, You won't find him in Whitehall.
Who?
The Major. He's gone to his club. Officers' Club.
Where?
Officers' Club, St. James's. Find him in the Turkish bath. Forget weaving. It'll get unhealthy if you hang about.
This is the stuff. Gets the pores wide open. Sweat all the muck out of you.
I expect it's very good for one.
And you'd enjoy it. So, you're saying you have to get out quick, eh?
Yes. These two turned out. Special branch, they said.
Keep them both down. You didn't see them?
No. But they sounded like those two that came to my mother's flat.
And this time the girl held them off.
Slammed the door in their faces. Said I'd be wiser to go.
Oh, why did you think it was you they were after?
I didn't have time to discuss that. She still wants to muddle for me when I go to Paris.
She'd cough up anything useful.
Nothing really. But I'll be seeing
her. I'm cutting my losses on the Joseph case.
How do you mean?
Keep your voice down. It looks as if Julaine must have got hold of it.
Won't he act on the information? Tip off Moscow to grab Joseph?
I'm a jump ahead of him.
How?
See that bald, fat man just come in?
Sitting there with his eyes closed.
He's not asleep, don't worry.
Who is he?
Flown in from Spain with the news I've been waiting for. Joseph's on the way.
From Rio de Janeiro?
Shh. Bit of a job, but I fix. He touches down tomorrow. Today, that is. Secret Spanish airfield. Fly on here.
Joseph, arriving here.
This is where you'll be useful.
Will I really?
Take him to a hideout.
In London?
Or somewhere near, where I can keep an eye on him.
But he'll try and escape.
Nobody knows what's good for him. Where could he escape to? Germany? East or west? Either he'd walk into a death trap.
I see.
I have the place in mind. Ideal.
Where?
Make your eyes pop.
I bet it will.
I'll do a quick check with our friend over there. Exchange signals. Make certain he's okay.
Right.
Now we'll walk past them together. Slowly. I'll cough. Twice. Like this.
Yes.
I'll say, thought I got rid of that cough. And you'll answer me. I'm a doctor. I can give you something for it.
But I'm not a doctor.
I know.
Oh, I see. That's the code.
No, that's the twist.
Ah.
If he utters, I know he's a fake. The real signal is three coughs. And he's supposed to answer that he's a doc.
And if he gives no sign?
Then we walk past again. I cough three times. I say, thought I got rid of that cough. You keep quiet. And he answers, I'm a doctor. I can give you something for it.
I see.
Now, let's do the trial. slowly.
Yes.
Thought I'd got rid of that cough. Come on.
Yes. I'm a doctor. I can give you something for it. He's still got his eyes closed.
He's okay. We'll walk past again. This time, you don't answer.
No.
He'll say it. Right. Walk slowly. Thought I got rid of that cough.
He hasn't answered.
Something off key. He fits the description. I'll pretend to mistake him for a club member.
Excuse me, sir. Aren't you...
Oh, what? He's ill.
I'm a doctor. I can give you something for it.
Oh, shut up. No, don't touch him. He's dead.
Dead?
Could be a heart attack. Too hot for him. No, let him alone.
Well, shouldn't we do something?
Damn nuisance. Have to contact Rio again. Delay, delay.
We can't leave him like this.
Get out of here, but fast. Get the clothes on first.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
We'll normally go about midday.
I'll be at Berkeley Square.
Oh, by the way, don't sleep there tonight.
Oh, my flat.
Take my kit. Bound to be watched. They might take a phone with you.
You mean... But who'd want to kill me?
Julian, for a start.
Well, if you say so, I'll sleep at my mother's.
Good idea.
I don't know what sort of explanation I'll give.
You'll think of something.
Will I?
I'll be in touch.
I can hardly wait.
Don't feel bitter. Remember your duty.
Who to?
Well, the flag.
Flag?
Your country. Or someone. Damn silly question. I'm off.
That you, Ella?
Mother? Not in bed yet?
No, dear. Just having a cup of tea. Would you like one?
No, thanks, Mother.
I couldn't get to sleep.
I'm sorry. I had too much excitement this evening.
What are you doing here?
I thought I'd borrow the spare room.
What's wrong with your flat?
I couldn't sleep either. Seems to have got noisy lately.
Noisy?
Mm.
You mean a gun going off or something?
A gun? No. Traffic in Berkeley Square at night.
You always made a rotten liar.
What?
You're worried.
Of course not.
Something you want to ask me about? Is it that girl, Harriet?
What?
I'm not trying to be nosy, darling.
I know that, Mother.
Only if it helps you to tell someone.
Well, I'm not sure about her.
She's fallen for you, hasn't she?
I think she has.
I'm not surprised.
But there's something I can't quite make out.
About her?
Yes, and other things.
Other men?
No.
Oh, sit down and have a cup of tea. Calm your nerves.
Yes, Mother. I'll get a cup from the kitchen.
That's nice of you. There are some biscuits if you want.
No, thanks.
What the... Sorry if I startled you, sir.
You here again? Are you still a policeman?
Maybe.
How'd you get in? I suppose you've got a burglar's toolkit as well.
Standard issue in this game.
Look, my mother mustn't know that...
What are you doing in there?
I think I will have some biscuits after all, Mother.
Is it covered by the bridge?
Yeah, all right.
What do you want anyway?
Major's orders. He doesn't trust me either.
Not that. Just to say you're not bothered by anything.
Oh, I'm not in any danger.
Someone might like to change that.
The chaps who are at Miss Neville's flat...
Who were here earlier, remember?
Yes. Yes, I'd better not stay here. I don't want to get killed in my mother's house.
Can't you find him here?
Just coming, Mother.
Hop it, will you? She'll be coming in. Something I should warn you about.
Oh, I put them in the other closet.
Quick. Okay.
I'm just coming.
So long. Hurry up, then.
She's coming. Quick.
I thought they were in the cupboard by the fridge. Opening the window?
Closing it,
closing
Mother.
Closing it? But it was closed.
I mean opening it, darling. It's stuffy in here.
Stuffy? My kitchen? Is there someone out there?
Well, out there?
Let me look. There he is, a man running off. I believe he was here, a burglar.
Oh, Mother, really?
There, who was he? What's going on?
Nothing at all, Mother.
You're pretending. You're mixed up in something, some secret. It's to do with her, isn't it?
That's correct.
You're involved in some funny business. I know it.
Look, darling, I can explain it all.
That man, he was in my kitchen.
Oh, all right. He was.
And you know he is?
Sort of. I've told you, I can explain.
I hope you can, dear. Bring your... some saucer and have some tea. And you can tell me all about it. That's where it's been so clever, of course, this Major Uzit.
Selby, dear, Major Selby. But it's a name you must never mention.
This sounds unmentionable, entangling with all this. First just the Amberg trip and that singer.
Bridget Carls.
Never mind her name. She ought to know better and stick to her magic flute.
Merry Widow, darling.
And appease your patriotism when you should be thinking of your hairdressing.
The past 24 hours have been a nightmare. The murder in Hamburg, the man who fell out of the train.
Who might have killed you?
Yeah, the body in Caress's flat. Even at the Turkish bath, this chap turns out to be dead. And the fake police. I'm having no more to do with it.
Could you get away from this Major?
Well, I can't trust him. How do I know he is what he says he is?
What does he say he is?
Well, he's admitted his department is unofficial, that it's a one-man band. He makes it all so hush-hush and mysterious. Supposing it's a pack of lies, that he's some lunatic who thinks he's a master spy.
Oh, he seems crazy.
Well, he might even be a spy for Moscow. I'm going to find out. I'm going to the Foreign Office.
Oh, you're delaying.
Why not? He may be a fool, but he's head of a government department. Someone who's responsible.
You'll tell him everything?
Put myself in his hands. Do what he says.
But if this Major finds out...
Oh, he'll froth at the mouth. But it can't be helped. At least I'll know where I stand.
Oh, but you must do what you believe to be right.
Yeah, I mean, I have met Lord Dulane, if only for a minute.
And Lady Dulane is a client.
I wonder if I should ask her advice.
Lady Dulane?
Well, no, Chris. She knows him. She might give me some idea how he'd react. And if he'd help me.
Can you trust her?
I think so. The red carnation.
What?
Lord Dulane's buttonhole that I picked up at her flat. She may have found it. She saw him at the party. She might remember if he was wearing it.
Plenty of men wear red carnations.
Yes. I'll give her a ring.
Have you got her number?
I noticed it on her phone.
Worth giving it a try.
No reply.
You were sure it was the number?
Oh, yes. She must have gone out. Oh, well. Hello? Hello, Chris?
Hello?
Chris? It's Hilaire. Hope I didn't wake you.
No, you didn't wake her.
Who's that? Who's that?
I doubt if you ever will.
What's happened? Who is that?
She's dead.
What? He's run off.
What's wrong?
Hello?
Hilaire.
It was a man answered. She's dead.
Dead?
That's what he said. Hello. Oh, it's no good. He's hung up.
Oh, but she can't be. You must have mistaken him.
That's what he said. His voice sounded funny, sort of muffled. But I know who it was. He was trying to disguise it.
Where are you going?
To her flat.
Oh, yes.
If it's who I think it is.
What are you going to do?
He killed her. I know it. He killed her.
Has been removed.
She's gone?
If I'd known you were so anxious to view it, I'd have asked them to wait.
Who killed her?
That's what the police want to know. It was a knife.
Knife?
If it's of any significance.
She was stabbed? The same...
Exactly.
What are you doing here?
I'll ask the questions.
Not these, you won't. Why were you here? Did you find her? Or did you kill her?
Calm yourself.
You murdered her.
Why should I want to do that?
What were you doing here, then?
My job, to keep an eye on a suspect.
You cheap, phony spy. Why do you think she's a suspect?
Now, come on, relax.
I'm not taking any more orders from you.
We'll see.
What do you suspect her of?
Being in cahoots with Dulane.
And was she?
Your guess is as good as mine. You found the clue that he was here.
The red carnation?
That.
And incidentally, what happened to it?
You don't know? You wouldn't. Well, here's something you should know.
A letter?
Wrote it just before she cashed in her chips. Thought you'd prefer if the police didn't see it. Yet it probably didn't mean a word of it, but you'd be the best judge of that.
How do I know that she wrote this?
Well, I didn't.
Anyhow, how does this link her with Dulane?
You note it isn't addressed to you, not actually. Just darling.
Where's the envelope?
I thought I'd keep that. For Gerald, it said.
Gerald?
Happens to be his name, Gerald Dulane.
You trying to say she was in love with him?
Could look that way.
You're a liar. You wrote that to me.
The police might see it differently. that you found out she was fooling you. So you did her in out of jealousy.
You just...
Which is why I wouldn't be in all that hurry to chat up Dulaine if I were you.
How the devil did you know about that?
Spot of mind reading.
Well, who told you that... My mother. Have you been talking to her?
Look, get the picture. Your mother's flat is bugged to the ceiling.
Bugged?
Not by me, not guilty. But I was here and happened to pick up every word of your cozy heart-to-heart with Mum.
How do you mean it wasn't you?
I did warn you. Trouble with this business. Never know who your true friends are.
What are you getting at?
That isn't only a radiogram. It's a playback job. This dump is geared to listen, to watch. By that mirror, there. Right-hand corner, tiny button. Press it. Go on. That's it.
Camera?
You catch on fast. Two-way mirrors. They just type movie cameras behind them, all mod cons.
You mean she...
Like me to run through some stuff? Flick of the wrist. You have a projector. Press this. Film screen opens on the wall. You'll enjoy this. Take a few. Here we go. There she is. All soft and yielding. And look at you.
I don't want to see...
Now don't turn your eyes away. Look at it. Look. She was only doing a job, same as you. I don't go. Watch this bit. Where you're drooling over her on the settee. This is good.
Why, she...
What are you pinching out of your pocket?
The red carnation.
Very professional.
I must have had it all the time.
Forgotten it, haven't you? And now guess what? The police found it in her tiny white hand. You don't want to see any more?
No.
Okay. That's it. Could play with it all night. You got the message? All I have to do is show them this.
Them?
Police. What more proof will they need?
I don't know what you mean.
They're looking for you. You were the last to see her alive. I'll draw you a map. You murdered her, like I said. The letter to his nibs? Jealousy.
Blackmail?
Unless you do as I say, I'll frame you with her murder.
In episode 4 of The House of Unspeakable Secrets, Hilaire was played by Leslie Phillips, Selby by Simon Mack, and Caress by Irene Sutcliffe. The Hall Porter by Graham Armitage.